Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey y'all, it's Leslie back with an all new episode of the Seniorology Podcast. In today's episode, I sit down with two of my amazing Seniorology semester students to talk about running successful senior photography businesses. We discuss everything from how important it is to find a community of support, to why you should invest in education, to how their businesses have changed over the last 6 months with the semester program, and how they've been able to not only bust through the fears around raising their prices, but how they have been able to make more money booking their ideal clients, which of course is seniors. They share why they decided it was the right time to get help in their business and the results they have seen through the semester program. I'm so incredibly proud of these women and all the hard work they have put into taking their businesses to the next level, and I'm so grateful to be able to follow along on their success journey. They are proof that you can create and run a successful and profitable senior photography business that gives you the life and freedom you deserve. If they can do it, so can you. So let's listen to what Cameron and Sarah had to share. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Seniorology Podcast. I'm super excited to chat with you guys, and I can't wait for our listeners to learn a little bit more about you and your business. So before we dive in, I would love for each of you to introduce yourselves, tell us where you are located, and how long you've been in business. So we'll start with Sarah.
Hey there, I'm Sarah, and I am located in Charleston, South Carolina, and I have been in business for 3 years now. I had a business prior to this, but closed it, came back to it, so really have just been concentrating on senior photography for the past 3 years, and I love it.
Well, welcome. I'm super excited you're here today. All right, Cameron, your turn. Tell us a little bit about you.
Hey guys, I'm Cameron. I'm located in San Antonio, Texas. I've been a photographer for about 7 years now, officially in business now for about two, and I've been photographing seniors the entire time, but most recently just like completely niched down to them, and it's been so much fun. I'm absolutely loving it.
Okay, so that leads me into my next question. Why seniors? Like, what do you love the most about photographing seniors? Why did you choose that as the genre you wanted to concentrate on? We'll start with Cameron this time.
I actually started photographing seniors during my own senior year of high school, and it was a thing that just like came the easiest to me. And I even branched out. I feel like I've done everything at this point. I used to do newborns and families. I even tried weddings, and I didn't enjoy those other things. I just remember like leaving the house and being like, oh my gosh, I have to go to this wedding and I'm not looking forward to it. And just waiting until I could get home and just go to sleep versus a senior session. I would be so excited about it and I would go and do it. And I'd come home all like my adrenaline's going. I was so excited. I was like, oh my gosh, they wore this dress and it was beautiful. And I loved every aspect of seniors. So right then, that's when I knew. I was like, this is the one thing bringing me joy. This is what I should be doing.
Yes. And I think a lot of us all start out photographing a little bit of everything. But also, to your point, you tend to photograph in the beginning what you're most related to. So like for me, I had small kids, so I started out on families. You were a senior in high school, so that was an easy sort of person to, you know, talk to and get to hire you as a photographer. So I love that. Okay, Sarah, what about you? Why seniors?
So I've actually been in photography for probably over 20 years now, but I started out with weddings. And at the time, I loved them. But as I started having kids, I hated missing my weekends, and it was every weekend. And yeah, it's a lot of energy and work and emotion that goes into a wedding. So then I kind of backed off of that and started doing portraits because naturally it was something that I was very much related to and have young kids. And so mm-hmm. I moved into more portrait stuff. And I happened to have a couple seniors say, hey, would you do senior portraits for me? And I said, oh, sure, I will. So I did them and I fell in love with pretty much everything about it. Yeah, I love being able to, I mean, I love the fashion behind it. I love their enthusiasm over this time in their lives. It was everything that I loved about photography in one spot. And so back 15 years from here, I thought, how can anyone make a business just out of senior photography? And then 2 years ago, I was thinking about going back to work and not actually doing any type of photography. And my husband said, what are you doing? Why don't you just go back into photography like you were before? And I said, okay, but I only want to do seniors. Mm-hmm. And so I just started doing a little research. I'm like, are there people out there that only do seniors? Like, that's how they make a living? And sure enough, there are.
You two are both proof of that right here.
I know. So that's all I did. And so when people ask me, do you do weddings or do you do families or whatever else? I'm so happy to say that no, I do not. Like, I only do seniors, and it is so much fun. And I think one of the biggest things for me is just watching, especially the girls, their self-confidence, their like love of themselves changes in front of my camera, especially yeah. when I turn the back of the camera around and show them. Like literally 3 weeks ago, I had one girl come in. She came in from Pennsylvania and had me photograph her. And I turned the camera around to her and she said, oh my gosh, I can't even believe that's me. Mm-hmm. And that's like the challenge that like that part of it just makes me think like some are not like the most like natural in front of the camera or think that they're photogenic. But to me, like that's such a challenge to show them what everyone else really sees in them, especially right. when they're constantly bombarded with social media that tells them they're not pretty enough, they're not thin right. enough, they're not whatever enough, but they really are. And mm-hmm. it gives me like an adrenaline rush just to be able to change their own opinion about themselves. So that's probably the most fun thing about it for me, but pretty much everything I love about senior photography. I wouldn't care. I could care less if I ever do any type of other photography.
Right. Well, I mean, and the good news is when you set up your senior photography business the right way, you have the luxury of saying yes or no to anything else that comes your way, right? So if you want to be a senior photographer, but every now and then want to take a wedding, you have that choice because the main part of your business is made up of the genre you really love. And you two are definitely proof, and many other people out there who are concentrating on senior photography, that you can make it an actual business and you can make a living off of it. So, but I love what you said about, and I know Cameron feels the same way, about showing girls what they look like, the beauty they have from the inside out, and making them feel more confident. I think, you know, even back when I was a senior, that would have been a wonderful lesson had I had senior photos taken, but even more so today with social media, you know?
Yeah.
So I love that. I love both of your reasonings, and seniors are the best. I'm a little partial. Yeah. But... yeah. So, okay. So speaking of your senior photography business, you both joined the semester, and I'm so super glad that you did, because I got to meet you guys and see you guys grow your business. But tell me why you guys are both in different, you know, many years of being photographers. What made you decide at that moment that coaching and the semester were right for your business? Who wants to go first? Sarah, you want to go first this time?
Sure. So for me, I established my business in Richmond, Virginia, and knew that my husband took a job in Charleston, South Carolina, and I knew I would be moving that. I relied heavily on word of mouth for business and knew I needed to have a more objective view of my business, a more business mind about my business. And when I came across your course and got to talk to you, do a Zoom with you, I just felt like it was the right move for my business to to build into understanding the cost of doing business, the how to market my business well, without relying on all the other people that were surrounding me to do that for me. And it's super effective. It was definitely worth the investment. I got much more out of it than that, but I won't answer all your questions right now. But yeah, it was definitely worth it. For you,
being living in Virginia so long and having your business there, word of mouth was easy, right? It came easy because you were established there. So I remember our first Zoom call and talking about, okay, now we've got to establish you in Charleston and word of mouth is going to come, but we've got to use some other strategies to get you clients to get that word of mouth, right? Because no one knew you in Charleston. And I mean, you're killing it now. I see you booking all kinds of sessions now in Charleston. And PS, on a side note, we'll talk about it later, but I want to know about the Francis Marion location. I didn't even know that existed. Okay, we'll talk about that later. Okay, Cameron, why coaching? Why the semester?
So I remember I was working for a studio and it was one of those studios that, you know, would go to like elementary and middle schools and we did the class photos and the individual portraits and things like that. So I was working for them up until COVID happened and the pandemic hit and it was basically like, hey, we'll see you guys after spring break. Okay, never mind. We're never going to see you again. And I had to like, I was forced basically to make that leap to rely on my business when I didn't feel like I was ready to do that yet.
Like and sometimes that's the best thing in the world to happen.
I'm so thankful for it now. I mean, it was so scary when it happened, but I'm so glad that it did because I couldn't imagine still working for that studio. Yeah. I would not be where I am now if I was still there. But around that time, that's when I was really doing more weddings and couples and I just wasn't enjoying it. And when COVID happened, everyone was telling me weddings, that industry and photography, that is the only way you're going to make money as a photographer. That's the only thing you can do. And I was like, I don't want to do that though. I want to do seniors. And so that's when I started really looking into online courses and trying to find mentors and things like that. And I found a few, but they weren't directed towards senior photography. So I would do them and I was like, okay, I can maybe use this. I can take a little bit from this, try it, but it wasn't having the same effect on my business as it was for wedding photographers, couple photographers, family photographers. And I was like, okay, I need something that's going to help me specifically. And there was another photographer in my area who was also kind of making the drive to do seniors. And she was the one who was like, Cameron, there's this lady, her name is Leslie. You need to find her on Instagram. Look her up. Like, she's legit.
And I didn't even think I knew that.
Yes. She told me, she was like, you need to look her up and look into her stuff. And I did. I found you and I started researching like everything that you offered. And when I saw about the semester, I was like, well, this is perfect. Like, this is specifically for senior photographers. I was like, this is what I need. This is what's going to help me. Because at that time, I was like, I'm stuck. I'm finding seniors on Instagram sometimes. I'm like, it's seniors who have worked with me. Their friends are coming to me. But I wasn't booking seniors on a consistent basis. And I was still getting couples and things I didn't want to do. So I was like, this is perfect for me. This is what I needed. And of course it was best decision I ever made. And I'm so happy I did it.
Yeah. Well, I'm so happy you did too. Was it Holly that gave you my name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Holly. Shout out to Holly. Yay. Holly was in the semester too. So I appreciate that plug there. well, so you both have graduated from the semester. Can you tell me a little bit about, you know, where you were and where you are now after doing this program? Cameron, go ahead.
So I was like a flat rate, all-inclusive photographer. So I was basically making about $400 a senior, which at the time I was like, oh, this is great. But then looking into it more like over time, I was like, I'm not surviving. I'm not surviving this. I'm not making anything. I'm overworking myself. They're getting way too many pictures that they're not even using all of them. So it was like, what was the point spending 14 hours on my computer editing all of them if they're not even needing all of them? So I was definitely in a stuck spot. I was like, I'm not making enough. I'm not booking enough. And I didn't really know where to go from there. Mm-hmm. So after the semester, I changed everything. It feels like I changed my business model. I changed my branding, all of it. And now I'm making closer to four figures a senior, which is incredible. And I'm starting to really see the benefits from doing it this way versus how I was doing it before, even though it was so scary to switch over to all of
this. Oh, yeah. It's always scary. Terrifying. Yeah, definitely.
But so worth it. And I'm so grateful that I was able to make that jump and I can live my life the way that I should be instead of just being like struggling all the time. And I'm like, I can't afford to go get groceries, but I'm still doing seniors. So.
Right. Well, I think a lot of times, I mean, I find this just, I myself thought this way, and I find this a lot with students, is we see that $400 coming in. So we assume, oh, I'm getting $400. That's great. But we don't realize that probably 350 of that or more is going to all our expenses. So we really aren't making 400. And I know with you that that was an eye-opening moment, you know, to see that, okay, yeah, I was making $400, but I really wasn't making a living. I wasn't making a profit, right? And then to see your excitement when you had that first four-figure sale, that was so awesome. I'm so proud of you. Okay, Sarah, your turn. Where were you and where are you now?
So I was on the verge of changing over to IPS when I found you and knew that that was the direction I was going to go in, because I had previously done the $400, get everything, mm-hmm. and my right arm too.
Right.
And I knew I couldn't make a business out of that. Yeah. I mean, after
not sustainable.
Oh no. I put it into, I think it was a chart you gave us or whatever, and mm-hmm. realized I was making like $2.13 an hour or something like that.
But, oh wow. Oh my gosh. I don't think I knew that.
Why in the world am I doing this? So I switched over to IPS. And, I mean, immediately I made the jump to the four, whatever. It went from making $400 to, I think my average sale the first year I did that, which was last year, was $2,200. And I kept hitting that every single time, which yes. I was thrilled about. Everyone kept spending the same amount with me, and I wanted to break that. Like, I was like, I'm done making that much money. I want to make this much money.
Yeah.
So I put a few things that you had said into practice, and I don't think I've sent you my pricing yet, but I'll send it over to you.
Please do.
And I busted that by $1,000.
Yay!
Amazing.
I'm so excited about it, because then, like, it really made me be able to take a look back and say, are these people really my ideal client?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need every single senior that comes right. to me. I don't want to be squeezing blood out of a turnip. Like, don't yeah. come to me if, you know, like putting out my inquiry magazine, that was huge. Thank you so much for that. Mm-hmm. 'Cause that was from you too. And putting my pricing out there so that people are not left in the dark guessing what they're going to spend with me. And they can make the decision right then and there, whether or not they want to move forward or whether or not I cost too much, and that's okay.
And isn't that so freeing? I mean, honestly, like it really, when you get to that point of being confident in your pricing, knowing why you're charging what you're charging and knowing you are capable of giving them an amazing experience. But then if it's not in their budget, it's okay. Like it's not for everyone, and you can't physically shoot every single person. Right. So it is, it's a much more in control place to be than the place where, you know, a lot of us start out where it's like, oh God, please pick me, please pick me. And I'm willing to pay $2 an hour. I mean, you know,
That
comes with time, and that comes with, you know, hopefully if you are lucky enough to have a coach to help you through that sort of mindset, you know, that's when you really see a difference. And also on your $2,200, that if they were buying all that and spending that, then that told you you were ready to break free. Like that told you you were capable of increasing and making more.
Well, not only increasing my prices, but decreasing the amount of things I was putting in my package. Like I thought for $2,200, mm-hmm. I needed to give them the whole world. Like you know, let's put a billboard out there for that much money. And then after talking with you about what I should include in my packages, I thought, oh my gosh, I'm not making as much money out of this $2,200 as I could. So I drew back on what I was offering and increased my prices, and it's still working.
Right. So that's a common problem that a lot of people have, we want to justify the pricing, right? So we just throw things in the package. And it definitely is one of those things where it's like, if you give them everything, where are you going to go from there?
Yeah.
Well, I'm super proud of both of you for increasing your pricing and making more, because I want you guys to make profit. I mean, why do this otherwise? Unless it's just strictly a love of doing it, you need to make it a business, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that leads me to my next question. Would you guys say that pricing was your aha moment or light bulb moment, or was there another area that you saw like, oh my God, okay, this is what I should be doing? Cameron, you want to go first?
Sure. For me, it was definitely pricing. Actually, that chart that Sarah mentioned where you had to break down what your cost of doing business was with what you were bringing in, that was huge for me, because I remember we touched on pricing a little bit like in the beginning of the semester. And I was like, I don't know how I could possibly raise my prices from what they are. Like, nobody's going to pay that. Like, I'm too scared. Like, it's not going to happen. And after doing that chart and breaking it down, and it did end up being like, I don't know, $1 and something an hour. And I was like, that I'm making so much less than minimum wage an hour. That for me was like, gave me the confidence to do it. And I mean, the fear was still there a little bit. Yeah. And I remember like sending you like the model I had created with my pricing guide. And you were like, Cameron, you're still not charging enough. And I was like, really? I can charge even more? Okay. So that was the biggest thing for me, I think. And the best possible way to like visualize it too. Because I've heard other photographers say like, you have to raise your prices, you have to sell products and stuff. But when you just look at the numbers of what you're charging, it's like, it's terrifying versus breaking it down and going, oh, well, this is how you got that number. That helped so much.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, even when I started, I just pulled random pricing out of the air. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't know why. And when you do that, you don't, like, you're scared to share that pricing, right? Yes. Because you don't have the knowledge and the confidence behind it. So the black and white is like, okay, it's kind of slapping you in the face, right? You can't not raise it after that, right? And so then if somebody balks at a price, you can confidently say, well, that's okay. Like, it's fine, because I'm not willing to work for $1 or $2 an hour, right? Yeah. All right. How about you, Sarah? Was pricing your light bulb moment, or was there another one you wanted to share?
Pricing is definitely one of them. But I think one of the biggest things for me is like, I hate sales, but I love my IPS sessions. Like, I mean, they're so fun. And when you've already prepped your client for the cost of things, it's not like they're sitting there shocked that it's that much money. It's just, you're helping them choose what they want to do with that. And it didn't feel like I was like reaching into their wallet, trying to take their money. They genuinely enjoyed it. And I have too, which I didn't really think I ever would, because I'm not a salesy type person.
Well, none of us want to be like super icky salesperson-y. And I do think that's a valid fear. It's one I had when I switched over to IPS for sure. But when you look like, flip the script in your mind and know that this is part of the experience. It's helping you get the best item, collection, whatever, to showcase your investment of getting these senior photos taken, right? It doesn't have to be salesy, and you're right, it's the education of all, you know, leading up to it. Cameron is not quite in person yet, but she's on the verge. I know it. I can see it. So you can learn that too, Cameron, that, you know, it is not being salesy. That's not the point of it. I mean, don't get me wrong, there are people out there that have a very salesperson personality, and that's the way they approach it. That's fine. But I think more of us have the not salesy personality. And so that could be what's holding some people back. So if you had to tell somebody, Sarah, right now about in-person sales, what would you, they're scared of it, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that it's a continuation of your service to them. It's not you highway robbery for them. And it's also a great learning tool for yourself to see what your clients actually like.
Right.
And to keep up with the times, like what are they purchasing? What products are really meeting their needs? Mm-hmm. I mean, we have houses now with less walls because everything's open. And so wall portraits aren't huge. Like, I mean, meaning they don't purchase them super often. So mm-hmm. you've got to figure out, well, how do I sell them what is going to meet their pain point? And it's really not pulling teeth. It is a lot of fun. And I love watching their expressions as they're watching the images come up.
Yes.
It just confirms to me that I did my job well.
Yes.
So it's just another for you to look at and be like, okay, I nailed this one. I did really, really well.
That's probably the thing that made me switch over, to be honest, is because I remember sending images and just never hearing back. It's like those funny reels that people do now. And it's like, oh, I just sent out the gallery and all I got was thanks. Right. Yeah. Because there's no emotion connected to it. Right. But when you have them come in and you can literally see their reaction, it's the first time they've ever seen it. The mom maybe cries, the daughter sees herself in a different way, or the senior. It really gives you confidence to know, you know what, I am doing a good job, even if I'm not the very best photographer out there. Because I mean, I will never claim that I'm the best photographer. I don't believe that. But what I do believe is that I give my clients a good experience, right? Mm-hmm. And help them see themselves the way I see them, the way their mom sees them, the way their dad sees them, et cetera. So I love both of those reasons and light bulb moments. So can you guys tell me what your favorite piece or part of the semester was? Sarah, I'll let you go first this time.
Well, the retreat was definitely my favorite part. It probably will be everyone's.
It probably will be, but that's okay.
It was like the cherry on top, a grand finale. It was fun to be able to meet everyone in person. It was super fun to be able to go out and shoot with everyone, to watch everyone's different styles and how they direct posing and just their personalities and how it morphs into their job as a photographer. The time we got to spend together, it just kind of culminated all in that just a fun time to bond together. And I seriously, almost every day I'm talking to one of the people I was at with the retreat with. I mean, I bounce questions off each other all the time. It's nice to have some people in your corner that are like, can answer the questions. You know, they're not there to like compete with you or be better than you or whatever else. We're just offering information we want to see each other be successful. And I think, like, having been a photographer 20 years ago, that was not the climate of any community.
No.
And I was always looked at as, oh, here comes the mom with her nice camera or whatever, and hopefully she doesn't make it. Literally, I had people tell me that.
And somebody big in this industry tell me when I applied to speak somewhere that, oh, you're just a mom with a camera. Like that's a bad thing. First of all, it's not a bad thing. You have to start somewhere, right? Yeah. I know.
No, the same thing.
Yeah.
And it was like they like looked down at me because I wanted to do something with this talent. And it really like pushed me away from any of those learning communities.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a fantastic community that's been created that we really do cheer each other on, genuinely cheer each other
yeah.
on. Not like, oh, I think you should go do this and stab you in the back later. No, nobody's like that. And it's fantastic. Because it's hard to find.
Yeah. Well, and it's a lonely business. I mean, it really, I mean, most of us are just sitting. I mean, we're all three just sitting in our offices by ourselves today. And that's generally how we run our businesses, unless we're out on a shoot, right? So having anybody be able to just talk to, like, to me, that's important. Because, I mean, yes, we all have, you know, husbands and you know, regular friends that aren't photographers, but they don't know what we do. I mean, you know, they don't understand, right? So sometimes it's nice to not have to like fully explain yourself and just say something and somebody automatically get it, right?
I know.
What about you? Tell me about your favorite part.
The retreat, for sure. I mean, it was so nice having that sense of community throughout the entire semester, like getting to actually get on these calls and see people's faces and actually get to talk to people versus the other courses that I'm used to. It's a Facebook group and you don't really know who anybody is. Mm-hmm. You can talk in there maybe, but it's also overloaded with so many people usually that you can't make any of those relationships with anybody. Mm-hmm. So it was so nice that it was such a small group. It was easy to connect and to bond with everybody. And the retreat was just so much fun. I've never had an experience like that. Like there's no opportunities, at least in my area, to get with other photographers and just have fun and shoot and go out to dinner and talk and vent about the problems you might be having or get to share your wins and to have other photographers encourage you, validate you. Because like you were saying, Leslie, the people in our lives, they don't get it. My husband doesn't get it. I try to explain things to him and he's like, yeah, I don't get that. That's out of my range. And your friends and your family, they don't understand. They can't help you in the way that other photographers who actually get it can. So that, yes, that by far was my favorite part. It felt like going on a little adventure. I'd never been to Charleston before, so getting to explore that area was amazing.
It is a town that everybody needs to visit. Yes, for sure.
So I definitely want to go back. I'm like, maybe in the warmer weather when it's not so chilly, but I would love to go back.
Well, we'll plan another reunion. You both are coming to the reunion, but it's not in Charleston, but we'll do another one. We'll have Charleston. How about that?
That sounds great.
Well, yeah, I'm glad to hear you guys say that about the in-person because, you know, when I dreamed up this program, I mean, I had done workshops, I had hosted conferences before. To me, those were very, they were great, but they were very short, right? Like 2 days worth of something, right? And I love the in-person piece of that. But with only those 2 days, I didn't get to know my attendees like I got to know you guys, right? I feel way more invested in you and watching you grow and cheering you on than maybe I once did at a 2-day thing where I only saw them for 2 days and then they were gone, right? But I knew when I put this together that there still needed to be that in person. I don't know about you guys, but there's just something about stepping away from your daily life to sort of refresh and reinvigorate yourself on your business, right? And it's something that you can't really explain fully until you experience it, I feel like. So I'm glad you guys like that piece of it because that's my favorite part of it too. I mean, I love every part of it, but I do love getting to like hug you guys in person and see you guys and talk to you guys and just hang out. I mean, you know, the retreat part is not all about learning. We do hang out and just have fun together too. So, but I also think that to y'all's point about seeing other people in the way they shoot, I don't know about you guys, but I've always been one of those people that just feeds off of other people's energy, right? So seeing somebody else's point of view or how they may be told somebody to pose, I just think that also makes you grow, right? Like you just see other people's way of doing things and you guys learn from each other every bit as much as you probably learn from me, I would say. Do you think?
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and so you both touched on the community part, which is my next question. I love to hear that you guys are still in touch with everybody that you are in the semester with. I see you guys supporting each other on Instagram, and we still have our Facebook group where everybody's, you know, sharing their wins and congratulating each other. So what do you love the most about having been in the semester that gave you that community? Sarah, you want to go first?
Well, I think I probably, the whole seeking feedback from the community as like you're trying different things, I think that's a huge thing. And I think I said before, like just community over competition has been huge, validating and cheering for each other, genuinely wanting success for each other, I think is big too. I think those are probably the best things that I've taken from it. It's really nice to hang out with people who speak your language.
Right.
And like you said, like your husband doesn't understand it or whatever else. I mean, my husband tries really hard to understand it, but you know, when you just get that perfect shot that you've wanted to get, or, you know, somebody else recognizes your work or like it just, it's different telling a photographer because they know what it's like.
Just look at, right? Yeah. Yeah.
I think, I mean, the community portion is wonderful. It definitely is one of a huge selling point for this.
Yeah. So. Well, Cameron, you mentioned the Facebook groups, and when you are in a Facebook group where you don't know anybody, you're sometimes scared to speak up, to ask that question, versus this gave you a very set 10, 12 people to be in a community with. Do you feel like that's easier to speak up?
Oh, so much easier. The other groups that I was a part of would have like over 100 photographers in them. And at that point, it's like, why even bother posting in there? Because half the time they're not even going to see it. It's going to get overloaded with other people's questions and comments, and you don't know anybody on a personal level. So then I feel like there's also that fear of like, well, what if this is a dumb question? What if this sounds bad and they're going to judge me because of what I'm wondering, and I'm not at the same place as they are, versus the smaller group, getting to hear everybody's stories and where they came from and all their different experiences. And it's even more than just sharing wins and asking questions. Sometimes we just have a bad client and we'll just vent about it. Right. And we don't need anything other than, girl, I've been there. I understand it. You were completely in the right. Like, you didn't do anything wrong. So it's been so nice to have that as well, to be able to just vent it out, because I know that was basically impossible with the larger groups. And same thing with like our family and friends. They're just like, oh, that sucks. But there's no one who can be like, oh my gosh, I had the same person do this to me, or I had a similar client and this is how I dealt with it. Did you do this? And it's super, super helpful. And I'm so appreciative of it every single day. I talk to the women in the group almost every single day. We're always on Instagram or Facebook asking each other questions, commenting on each other's pictures. Whitney and I are actually planning to fly up together for the reunion retreat.
Oh, good. Yay. Okay, good. I'm so glad y'all are coming in together. That's awesome. I can't wait, by the way. I've already
I'm so excited. It's
so cool. I've got our models. I've got our location. Like, I can't, you guys, neither one of you have ever been to Palm Springs, right?
No.
So I've been several times, and it truly is an amazing place to do a photo shoot. Like, I can't, it's one of my favorite places. I mean, people ask me all the time, where's your favorite place you ever shot? And Joshua Tree, hands down, is my favorite. So y'all are going to love it. It's going to be awesome. I've got our van rented. I've got everything. So it's going to be awesome. I've got our styles down. Oh, it's going to be so, so amazing. I'm so glad you guys are coming. So yeah, that's another piece of it, right? Like, we don't just stick to the 6 months. I mean, I hope you guys feel like I check in with you guys, and now we're doing this reunion retreat, because I don't know about you, but I just feel like you can never stop learning. Do you guys agree?
For sure. Yeah. For sure. There are definitely things like I want to try out in Joshua Tree that I have not done here. Like, I want to try like bright sun, like direct shooting and sunlight. Like, I know that will be a good opportunity out there, but like, I don't know. I want to say too about the community is, it's so funny because now I know the names, I know the faces, but now I like, without even looking at the names or anything, as I'm scrolling through Instagram or whatever, I know their work.
Right.
When I see yours come across, I'm like, oh, I totally know it's Cameron, or I totally know this is Caitlin, or whatever else. Like, we have all established styles that, like, I don't even have to look at the names. Like, I just know that's your work. And it's so fun.
Yeah. Well, and it's super important to have a very specific style, right? To set yourself apart. And I mean, I don't think anybody in all four of my semesters have the same style. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I find that everybody has their unique spin on things, and that's what you want, you know, because there has to be some differentiating factors. And everybody has to stand out on their style, on their personality, on all that good stuff, which of course we do talk about inside the semester.
That was actually something I loved at the retreat after we had the big shoot. Uh-huh. And everybody was like editing the photos together. And then we were all showing each other, like, getting to see, because we would have very similar images of the same model, like in the same pose. But then we would all edit it so differently. And it was so cool being like, oh my gosh, I never even thought to like bring the color up like that, or how you added this like crazy scent. And it's so, it was awesome getting to see everybody's styles.
Yeah. I do think it's always, I love watching other people edit because everybody does have their own spin on it. And, you know, there's light and airy and there's, you know, very contrasty and there's everything in between and bright colors and all that. And so it is, it's very interesting. And I always feel like there's something new to learn as far as editing goes, because there's a thousand different ways to do the exact same thing. Yeah.
I am finding that the South Carolina girls, they like to make sure that their skin is still tan. Like they do not want to be washed out in the least bit. So every one of them are like, I'm still tan. Like, make sure you get the tan.
Well, you're also at the beach, so that probably factors into it too. I mean, you know,
they're like, please don't wash me out. I'm like, okay.
Gotcha. Like we were talking before we hit record, the weather in South Carolina, you literally go to the beach in February. I will drive down to Charleston for a beach day on a random 85 degree day in February. I've been known to do it. So yeah, you gotta have that tan.
You gotta have that tan. They love it.
That's so funny. Okay, well, last thing is, you know, there could be listeners out there that are sort of in that spot in their business where they're either overwhelmed or they're not finding the right clients or they're not making the right amount of money. Maybe they're on the fence and think, well, I can just do this myself. I don't need the help. I don't need to invest, right? What would you guys tell that person, that photographer? Sarah, I'll let you go first.
You're wrong.
Don't beat around the bush, Sarah.
No beating around the bush. You're definitely wrong. Because I think it's helpful to have other people's eyes on your business. It only makes you better. I think a lot of times people don't reach out because they're scared of critique. Mm-hmm. But those things build your skill, they build your confidence and your work, and they also build a better business so that you're making money. Mm-hmm. And that's why, I mean, that's, you know, one of the reasons why we have our business and it's not just a hobby, is that you're making money. So I feel like if you feel like your business is worthy of being a business, you should also be able to invest in your business. Mm-hmm. And invest in yourself. So that's what I do. Like every year there's at least one thing that I do that it's investing in my business and investing in myself. And I'm so glad that I chose to do the senior semester with you. It definitely, every time we're like, oh, I don't know, maybe I'm going to ask Leslie, my business coach, whatever. I'm telling you, there are so many people who will be like, you have a business coach? Like, yeah, I do. Like, and she answers all my questions. Like, I could like send her like a Voxer in the middle of the night. In the morning, she's like right on it. Like, just answer my question. Like, truly invaluable to have input like that. Like, it's just, there's not anyone else I think that I could probably say that about in terms of doing a workshop with them or whatever else. Like I walked away with this with, I mean, lifelong friends and a real serious investment in my business.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. And I love that you ask questions. Please don't stop. It makes me feel, if I could say anything to any student, like current or future, please ask the questions, because that is how I know that I can help you, right? Like, I genuinely want to help you, but if you don't ask the question, I don't know what you need help with, right? So keep asking those questions, girl. That Voxer is always there. Cameron, what about you? What would you tell someone thinking about it?
I would say investing in yourself and in your business is the absolute best possible thing that you can do, because you can try to teach yourself everything. You can trial and error all day long. But if you don't have a direction, if you don't know what to try, what not to try, it's so helpful having someone who's already done it, who has the experience to be like, hey, this is what the area of your business is that you need to work on. This is where you're messing up, or this is where the miscommunication is. And I know, like, you and I have talked about that a lot as we've been like tweaking my pricing since mm-hmm. I've switched over to this new model. Mm-hmm. I'm having a hard time, I guess, educating my ideal clients and my audience, like, hey, this is what I'm offering now. And I was racking my brain like day after day going, how, like, what am I doing wrong? How am I not, how are they not getting this? And right. Then I asked you and you were like, oh, here's a whole list of things that you can try and things that you need to do differently that I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't even think of that. Yeah. And so having that different perspective is so, so helpful. And I feel like if you don't invest in yourself, you don't get that coaching, that education, then you're just going to be stuck. And maybe one day you might figure it out, but what if that's 3 years down the road versus right. 6 months in, like with the semester?
Yeah.
I feel like I would probably have gone back to my 9-to-5 job had I not done the semester, because I wouldn't have known to make the changes in my business that you taught us. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have been able to figure that out on my own, and I would have been forced to do something in order to make ends meet. And now I can fully rely on my business because I got the education and the knowledge on how to do that. So that makes me so happy
because you're meant to be a photographer. You're not meant to go back to a 9-to-5. I know that. Yes, so that is so good. Oh my gosh, you guys, I love both of you. And I love what you guys have been able to do in your businesses, you know, hopefully with a little bit of my help, but you guys did the work. So I do want to commend you both on that, because, you know, it's not just about learning, but it's about actually doing. And sometimes that takes someone pushing you to it, right? So it goes back to, you know, what Cameron said, yeah, you could do it yourself, but nobody is there pushing you to do it. And it's a lot harder, you know? And also when you're inside it, it's much harder to see, right? It's kind of like, I could write a blog post and read it 50 times and never see that error, that misspelled word, but somebody else looks at it and it's the first thing they see. Right? It's kind of like that. So I'm so grateful to both of you for joining the semester. I love that now we are connected and we are friends, and I love following you guys, and I cannot wait to hug you guys in February and see you again. I'm so excited. See, that's the thing. I don't want anybody to come to my semester and I never see them again. I want to continue the relationship, right? Like, I want to keep, you know, helping you guys any way that I can. So I appreciate you guys both coming on today. I'm again very proud of what you have accomplished in your businesses and what I know you will continue to accomplish. So way to go. Good job, girls. Super proud of y'all. Okay. Well, thank you both for joining me. Real quick, will you both each tell all the listeners what your Instagram handle is? So, you know, if they want to follow along on your journey, they can. So Sarah, tell everybody where they can find you.
I am at sarahchase.photography.
Got it. Okay. And Cameron?
At Cameron Nichols Photography, and Cameron is spelled not the normal way. So right. Kamryn.
Kamryn.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.